we've got Leland Gordon on the line. He's with Animal Services City of Winnipeg, the GM. And I came across this, just had to ask you, what's Doggy Dates?
Doggy Dates, the coolest program ever. We've had this for a few years now. And what a Doggy Date is, it's for both people, say, who want to adopt a dog,
okay,
but also for people who don't want to adopt a dog, but just want to help, right, and want to have some fun. And so what it is you can essentially come down to Animal Services and you check out a dog like a library book, right? So
okay,
if you're interested in adopting a specific dog, you can take the dog out on a test drive. Right? You can do it for a day, a weekend, or up to a week. If you just want to help homeless dogs get adopted, maybe you're not in a position to have a dog,
mm-hmm,
or you have enough dogs already,
yeah,
you can come in and take the dog out. And when the dog leaves, it wears a bright orange Adopt Me vest, says Adopt Me on it. Take the dog home, take it to work, take it to their fancy cabin, wherever there's a lot of people. And we also have a really nice relationship with both Kildonan Place Mall and Grant Park Mall, where you can take those dogs inside the mall.
And I understand a lot of shelters are full these days.
Yeah, lots of animal shelters and rescues, including mm-hmm, Animal Services across Canada, are really struggling, you know,
yeah,
coming out of the pandemic.
And as humans, we can be impulsive and get a dog that we're not ready to get.
Before you get a dog, ask yourself, do I have the financial ability to care for myself and the financial ability to care for a dog? Do I have a stable home?
Yeah.
Am I prepared to, if the dog gets hit by a car, do I have money to go get that dog treated at a vet? And if you don't, pause. Wait until you're in a scenario where you can do all those things, then adopt one. All our dogs at Animal Services are featured on our social media channels and on the City of Winnipeg's website at winnipeg.ca. So adopt one or doggy date one.
And doggy date's a great way to introduce yourself to maybe a new furry family member.
It's great, yeah. That test drive,
yeah,
you know, a lot of the people who are adopting obviously test drive the dog because, wow, we can take a dog on a doggy date and
yeah,
try it out. Yes, we can do that. And the nice thing about adopting is it's such a value. It comes with the dog, of course, licensing, vaccinations, spay and neuter is included,
oh,
microchip, and then even a month of free pet health insurance.
And we got to mention spaying and neutering.
People need to be more responsible. And if more people were doing spaying and neutering, if more people were not letting their dogs run the community, right,
yeah,
we'd see less dogs ending up in our facilities.
And licensing your pet. Maybe people don't realize where that money goes.
All that money that comes in from pet licensing, which we're grateful from our residents, helps do everything we do, include these doggy dates and saving all these dogs. If there's a house fire tonight and there's animals involved, we respond to those incidents with the fire paramedic service if they need help with those animals. So little things like that are like services that are in place to help.
And I think some people think maybe it's a cash grab, these licenses.
Absolutely. I'm sure. And it's not. Essentially, it's providing,
yeah,
you know, all the things that we do.
Well, Leland over at Winnipeg Animal Services, Doggy Dates. And if you want more info on all your services,
people want more information, winnipeg.ca or like Winnipeg Animal Services on social media.
And I've blogged it as well at hot105fm.com. Just look for the good news.